This June, for the first time ever, public high school students in Washington State need to pass a math test in order to graduate. It's a requirement that's been delayed for years because of worries that not enough kids could pass the test. As the deadline approaches, those worries haven't gone away. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
13 years ago, the State Board of Education voted to toughen high school graduation requirements. Beginning with the graduating class of 2008, students would have to pass reading, writing, and math exit exams in order to graduate. There was just one problem. As the deadline loomed, only half of the graduating class was passing the math test. State lawmakers delayed the math requirement for 5 years, to 2013. Now, this year's high school seniors need to pass a test in algebra or geometry in order to graduate. And a lot of seniors still haven't made the grade.
Remember when I gave this to you and you just sat there and you didn't know what to do?
Yeah.
And you said, I don't know where to start?
Yeah.
The truth is, unless you know where one point is, it's really hard to start because you're sloped. Remember you're doing rise over run?
Teacher Yana Aranova's remedial algebra class at Highline High School in Burien is aimed at one thing, making sure these seniors meet the new math standard. In the Highline School District, more than a quarter of this year's seniors have not passed the math requirement. For most of those students, math is the one remaining hurdle to graduation.
It's been a concern that's been kind of looming over my head since September, and also over these kids as well.
Not just these kids. According to data from the State Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, about one-fifth of all Washington high school seniors have yet to pass the math standard. Nearly 15,000 students. Kids should have passed either the algebra or the geometry test by the end of 10th grade. The tests are given twice a year, but if students haven't passed by 12th grade, their best chance is often to complete a set of math problems the state provides as an alternative to the math test. That's what Highline High senior Imani Johnson is working on now.
So far it's going good, but right now I'm kind of having a more difficult time like remembering like my past math experiences.
Imani says it's been 2 years since she took algebra. Teacher Yana Aranova says for most of the seniors she's working with, math has been a struggle for years. So it's often more than giving them refreshers. It's building skills they should have learned in middle school. To get there, Highline is offering seniors extra classes during and after school to try to keep new graduation requirements from lowering the graduation rate.
The fear or the worry and the heartache of that possibility is definitely there, and for everyone, I think, for me and for the students and for administration, because we all really just want them to pass, and we're hoping that this extra opportunity really does what it's supposed to do.
Despite the multiple options for passing the math requirement, Jim Sporleader says it's not fair to keep kids from graduating just because they struggle with algebra and geometry. Sporleader is principal of Lincoln High School in Walla Walla, and he objects to the new math standard.
I've asked for research that shows failing algebra is a predictor for failing life, and obviously there is no research that supports that.
Most students who haven't met the math standard are low income. Sporleader points to research that suggests kids' brains develop differently when they grow up in stressful environments. Math is one of the subjects that can be especially tricky.
These kids have run the race and they've gone the distance. And to right before they hit the ribbon, to pluck their high school diploma out of their hands, and people don't like it when I use the word unworthy, but to me, that's the message that we're sending. You are unworthy.
It's not clear how many students will be kept from graduating because of the new math standards. The state is due to release the results of the latest exams and math problem set soon. Meanwhile, the graduation requirements will only be getting harder. 2 years from now, seniors are supposed to pass a second math test and a science test in order to get their diplomas. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.